AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran today fired on 3 ships in the Strait of Hormuz and seized 2 of them. This came a day after President Trump extended a ceasefire, but pressed on with an American blockade of Iranian ports. The owner of the gun that was used in Sunday's shooting in Louisiana says he believes the suspect, Shamar Elkins, stole it from his truck in the weeks before the attack. Charles Ford told investigators he noticed the weapon was missing in early March. Authorities say Elkins killed 7 of his children and a nephew in Shreveport. His wife and another woman were also shot and wounded. Elkins later died after fleeing and leading police on a pursuit. Authorities have found the body of 1 of the 6 missing crew members from a cargo ship that overturned near the northern Mariana Islands during a typhoon. The U.S. Coast Guard says the body was recovered yesterday by U.S. Air Force divers. The crew notified the U.S. Coast Guard on April 15th that the boat had lost its starboard engine and needed assistance. The guard lost contact with the vessel the next day, and the overturned ship was spotted Saturday. Soccer's global governing body is putting more World Cup tickets on sale after adding new, more expensive categories.
FIFA announced it will make more World Cup tickets available at 11 a.m. Eastern Wednesday for all 104 games in categories 1, 2, and 3, plus the new front category pricing it added this month. That new category sparked online complaints from fans who said they thought the better seats in the categories they had bought tickets for were withheld and they were assigned less favorable locations. FIFA in December put tickets on sale at prices ranging from $140 for Category 3 in the first round to $8,680 for the final, then raised prices to as much as $10,990 when sales reopened on April 1st. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. U.S. stocks are climbing. Oil prices are also rising on uncertainty about what will happen in the war with Iran. The Pope is spending his last full day in Africa, in Equatorial Guinea. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Pope was greeted by cheers in Equatorial Guinea as he rode through a crowd in Mongomo. He began the day with Mass at Mongomo's Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, during which he urged the country to work for justice and to close the gap between the privileged and the disadvantaged. Pope Leo also blessed the cornerstone for the future cathedral of the country's new capital, Ciudad de la Paz, saying, "May the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend on this stone and all of you always." Also on the Pope's schedule, a visit to a prison in the port city of Bata. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.